Sweet Flavors by J.P.
Isn't the red light supposed to come on when it's recording?
Yeah, but Danny dropped last time and now it doesn't. It should still be working though.
Well, why bother with a little recorder when you have that expensive camera?
Because we're after evidence of any kind. Hopefully that will catch noises we can't hear with our own ears.
Like what?
Like EVPs. We told you about this last time.
Right, right. The electronic voice thingy.
Danny, how fast are you going?
Fast. I'm trying to make up for a late start. Why?
That's why.
And we're getting pulled over.
Great.
Where'd he even come from? We haven't seen another car in more than an hour.
He must have been hiding somewhere in the trees.
There are plenty of those around.
Okay, getting stopped in the backwoods of Kentucky? Officially the scariest thing that can happen, even to a group of ghost hunters.
Shut up, here it comes.
Officer?
That's Sheriff Lark.
Sorry.
The True Weleavers.
Sir, you know who we are.
It's stenciled all over those cases you have in the back.
Right, of course.
What kind of equipment are you hauling? The three of you in a band or something?
Yes, yeah, we are.
No guitars, though.
We're electronica. Those are drum machines, synthesizers, and such.
Oh, yeah. I've got a granddaughter into that kind of thing. Just all beeps and bloops to me.
Yes, sir. Would you like my license and registration?
Is it just the three of you?
It is. Myself, Danny, my brother Kurt riding shotgun here, and our sister Erin behind us.
Hello.
Hi.
So, you're a family band, huh?
That we are.
You guys on your way to a show?
Actually, we're heading back from a gig in Louisville.
Yeah, I saw that your plates were from out of state. You're pretty far from the highway.
Oh, we're taking the scenic route. It's a beautiful country you got here.
You're not seeing much of it going so fast.
Right. No, I guess not.
Maybe it's having the whole road to yourself that you like.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
There's not a lot of people out this way, but plenty of deer. And you really don't want to hit one at the speed you were going, son.
No, sir. You're right. Sorry, I'll slow it down.
Glad to hear it. Now, I'm not going to cite you, but don't let me catch you flying through here again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sheriff.
Have a good afternoon, True Weleavers.
Goodbye.
Later. I cannot believe he bought that.
You lying liar.
I didn't lie about all of it.
You told him we were a family band, Danny.
We're on the show with Emma's. Good night!
He said that. I just went with it.
What if he had actually wanted to see in those cases?
Like he would have known the difference in equipment.
I'm pretty sure he would have known what a camera was, Danny.
Maybe we should have formed a band. I mean, tons of siblings do. But how many become a group of paranormal investigators?
You guys are the paranormal investigators. I'm the moron who lets herself get dragged along on these things.
We don't drag you anywhere. And you're a member of this team. You do a lot for it.
Like keeping you out of trouble.
If we wanted Mom with us, Erin, we would have brought her instead.
Ooh.
Shut up, Kurt. Look, Erin, we like you tagging along because you're a skeptic. You keep us objective.
I don't disbelieve in the paranormal. I just have different ideas about it.
Yeah, we know.
Start the car before the sermon does, please.
Thou shalt not lie so hard to a cop.
Yeah, I did. And guess what? You recorded it.
What? Oh, well, how do you delete tracks on this thing?
Here, let me have it.
Well?
You know what? I think we'll hang on to that recording.
Oh, we must.
I am so telling Mom on you guys.
It's amazing.
It's terrifying.
It's absolutely both.
The pictures on the internet really don't do it any justice.
Kurt, let's set up the tripod over here. I want to get as many exterior shots as possible before we head in.
Copy that.
And how are we going to get inside? The gates are chained.
Bolt cutters!
You guys just can't wait to get arrested, can you?
Look at that chain, Aaron. It's rusted all the way through. No one has been here in quite a while, and no one is coming back anytime soon. All we have to worry about are those who never left.
Don't say that. I've already got a really bad feeling about this.
We all do. It's that kind of place. That's why we're here.
What do you think, Danny? Pan across the treetops of the tower?
Perfect. With the sun behind it, the whole place will be in silhouette. Nice and menacing.
Then I'll tilt down to the main building before shifting focus to the gate. Oh, and that's when you should step into frame and do your bit. Where's the microphone?
I'll get it.
Do you know what you're going to say?
Mostly. I wrote some things down, but I may just wing it. Sounds more natural that way.
Very true. Oh, Aaron, can you come stand behind me, please? You're in my shot.
Don't let me get in the way.
Okay, Kurt, get your shot. Then cue me into frame.
Right, let me just... and go for Danny.
My name is Daniel Weliver, and I am the founder and lead investigator of the True Weliverz, a group of paranormal investigators. Behind me stands a place of legend and of nightmare, the Asylum for Ascendant Alleviation. Constructed in the 1890s and once home to hundreds of inmates, this was the largest institution in the American Midwest. Unlike others erected in its time, however, this is the original structure. It has managed to survive more than a century in all its Victorian glory. Here, in the forgotten backwoods of Kentucky, of all places. It has stood vacant for more than 30 years, ever since the infamous deinstitutionalization of the 1980s. Well, I say vacant. Consistent eyewitness reports tell of phantoms wandering the grounds, appearing in windows, and even chasing passersby. Okay, cut it there, Kurt. We'll save the ugly history of abuse and neglect for the voiceover.
Very good. Do you want to do another as a safety?
I think I nailed that one. If I try to do it again, I'll overthink it and mess it up. Then we'll end up doing like a dozen of them.
Patience.
We have to be quick, Aaron. We're losing the sun.
No, patience, Danny. Maybe you should call them patients, not inmates. They were sick people in a hospital, not criminals in a prison.
Well, many of them were criminally insane. Lots of murders and such were kept here, according to our research.
Besides, inmates is so much scarier.
Well, you're sure to get that cable show, little brother.
Thanks. Kurt, bolt cutters, let's get in there. This place is in ruins.
Be careful, literally everything is rusted.
Ugh, it's tetanus we need to be afraid of, not spirits.
This looks like the lobby. We're still getting plenty of light through the windows, but the deeper we go, the darker it'll get. Everybody got their flashlights, right?
Yeah.
Sure do, but we also have the night vision on the camera.
Oh, right, of course. That will come in handy.
What's down there?
Administration, I think. Let's check it out. Wait, in here.
What is this?
Ugh, what is that smell?
I think it's formaldehyde. One of the containers is broken open. We shouldn't stay in here long. Kurt.
Yeah. Camera's on. Let's get some photos too.
Right.
There's so many.
Why'd they keep all these brains like this?
Well, to study.
I get that. It just feels more like a sick trophy room than a laboratory.
They're labeled by ailment. Congenital defect on that one. Meningitis here. This one's for psychosis with somatic disease. Syphilis. Okay, moving right along. Hey, what's through here?
It looks like a records room.
Boring. I'm going back to the brains.
Stay, Kurt. These are the stories behind those remains.
It looks like they're organized by year of admittance.
They just left all this here? Isn't this private medical information?
Most of it was probably considered historical even when the place was open.
What do you mean, historical?
Well, the patients were likely long dead with no family. When the place was shut down, I doubt they had anywhere to take all this. Or no one had the interest in trying.
Jeez, so they just left it.
Spread out. Everyone take a different section.
What are we looking for?
Anything interesting.
You mean anything gruesome or heinous?
We need to know who lived and maybe died here, so that we can better communicate with them if they're still around.
Danny, I'm not really comfortable
yeah,
with-
Yeah, just look, Aaron, would you? Please?
Whoa, this one is ancient. Meet Gustavo Planton, something, something, something. Ugh, his name goes on forever.
What's it say about him?
It's hard to make out. Penmanship was really pretty in the old days, but cursive is not reader-friendly. Let's see. Suffering from trauma-induced delusions. Oh, he was a whaler. Who thought his crew was eaten by a sea monster?
Wow, a whaler. What's the date on that?
1890-something. I don't know. I think it's really faded.
He must have been one of the first inmates. Excuse me. Patience.
This is weird.
Weirder than sea monsters?
No, not really. It's just that this file has been redacted.
It's been what?
Most of the patient's demographics and almost all of the doctor's reports have been blacked out. Like it was top secret or something. There's just his name and some notes on his hallucinations.
What was the name?
Frederick Hardesty.
Did he die here?
No, it looks like he was discharged a few years before they closed.
Then who cares? We're searching for people who may still be on the premises. What's this?
Danny, you got something?
This one, here. It's from the 1970s. A man with multiple personality disorder was admitted for a short time, but then later released.
I thought we only cared if they died here.
But this guy. The file says that one of his alternate personalities was a sheriff. Named Lark.
As in the guy who pulled us over?
Are you kidding me right now? Should we be running away?
Holy crap, this is just like a horror movie. Oh, no. Wait. He's just messing with us.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Not cool.
Okay, that was pretty good.
All right, back to work. Aaron, what's that one you've got?
Well, I don't believe she's still here, but she did die in the asylum. Spent more than a decade in this place. Ruby James was an accomplished opera singer in the 1930s. Apparently, she had a long history of migraines and was eventually found to have a sizable brain tumor. But it was too large to operate. It slowly took her sanity. But even by the end, it says she never stopped singing.
What was that?
Are you sure she's not still here?
Aaron, what room was she in?
87.
Let's go! Hurry up, guys.
Right behind you.
Slow down. It's pitch black down here. I'm gonna fall on my face.
85, 86, and 87. Come on.
Oh, there's nothing but a bed.
I'm gonna do an isolation session.
A what?
Are you sure?
Absolutely. You two wait in the hall. I'm gonna stay here for a few minutes alone and try to make contact with... What was her name?
Ruby, and what are you talking about? We've never tried anything like this before.
We've never been in a haunted asylum before.
Danny, I'm asking you not to do this. Please. You're opening yourself up to something so much more dangerous than a ghost.
Aaron, please.
Aaron, I'm doing this. Wait in the hallway.
Fine. Whatever. Be an idiot.
Kurt, close the door.
How long do you need?
As long as it takes.
Is the recorder good?
Yeah. Battery is going strong, and there's hours of memory left.
Okay. See you in a bit.
Alright. I'm laying back on what was once the bed of a deceased woman. I'm turning off my flashlight. Now let's see if I can make contact with her spirit. Is this your room? Are you still here? Ruby? Will you give me a sign of your presence? Get off me! Get off! Let me out! Unlock the door!
It's not locked. You didn't lock it.
Get me out of here!
I'm trying. It won't budge.
Kurt!
It's not locked. It's not even latched.
Something is holding it closed.
Aaron, there's something in here with me!
Oh, please, God.
Come on! Come on! Come on!
Danny, wait!
Danny! Danny! Danny, stop! Stop!
Danny, wait! Catch your breath.
What happened in there?
I don't know. I felt something scratch me across the chest.
You look fine.
Lift up your shirt.
How is that possible?
It cut your flesh without cutting your clothes. That's not possible.
She did this to me! Ruby's angry spirit!
No, she didn't. It was something else.
What else could it have been?
Look. There have been those to think that mental illness and demonic possession may be occasionally confused with one another.
I was slashed by a demon? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that when some of the patients died here, maybe it wasn't their ghosts that they left behind, but rather the evil spirits they brought in with them.
Okay, I think I just peed myself a little.
You think the opera singer was possessed by a demon?
I don't know. It could have been from anyone here. Wherever it's from, the thing is just pretending to be Ruby, to trick us, so that we believe in ghosts, so that we go home with all these recordings and make other people believe in ghosts.
Why would it want that?
I'm not sure exactly. To spread untruth? To misinform about the occult? I don't know. The point is, this thing wants us to believe it's a long-dead woman, but a liar is what it really is.
Was that a wolf?
Probably a coyote. It's dark now, so they're coming out.
Do you guys know where we are?
No idea.
Maybe we should retrace our steps.
Do you really want to go back that way? What if the ghost demon or whatever is still there?
What if we got out through a window or a side door and just walked around the building back to the car?
There's nothing but miles of forest all around us. Out there in the dark, we could get turned around and lost. And did you not hear the coyote just now? It's safer to stay inside.
Safer? Right. Because it was a coyote that clawed you just now.
So, what are we doing?
We keep going.
Anyone else cold?
Freaking freezing.
Yeah, it bites to the bone.
Someone tell me why I can suddenly see my breath.
Cold spots are a common occurrence in haunted places.
Well, this isn't a spot, Danny. This entire hallway is turning into a meat locker.
Look. Windows up ahead.
Everyone walk faster. You can't see a thing out there.
Let me. I can switch the camera to night vision.
Anything?
The car. It's way over there, but I can see it. I think we're in the east wing.
We should get out now. We know where the car is. We can make a beeline to it and get out of here. Forget the coyotes. We can make it. Let's just break open one of these windows.
What? Are you serious?
Yes, Danny. The investigation is over. We need to get out of here before one of us gets really hurt.
What are we supposed to use to break the window?
Kurt, that camera case is metal and pretty heavy, too. Do you think you could just chuck it through one of those windows?
Do you know how expensive that was?
Yeah, I could. It's okay, Danny. There's nothing in it. And we can pick it up on our way back out to the car. Here, take the camera.
You guys are panicking. This is stupid.
No. Stupid is chatting with an evil spirit. This right here is the smartest thing we've done all day. Kurt, are you ready?
Yeah, everybody get back and shield your faces.
Great, well done. So who's the first to go out into the abysmal night?
I will. Here, give me the camera back. I'll check everything out with the night vision to make sure it's safe.
Be careful, Kurt.
I will.
What was that?
Another window.
Something came through. There, on the floor.
Where?
Over there.
That can't... No.
That's just not possible.
It's your case, Kurt. Something just threw it back at you.
It did more than that.
What?
Look at it. That didn't happen when it was thrown. It looks like it's been chewed up.
Oh, God help us.
Light!
What?
Out there! It's another car pulling up to ours.
It's the sheriff.
He's getting out. We have to warn him.
Sheriff! Sheriff!
Sheriff Lark!
Hey, Sheriff!
Sheriff Lark!
Stop! Shut up! He's going to... And there he goes. He just ran inside. And now he's going to be looking for us.
We need to get to him.
It's going after Lark.
Oh, no.
Here's our chance. It's distracted by the sheriff. We can make it to the car. Come on.
We're not going to abandon him.
Relievers, we're leaving. Wait here.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna go get the sheriff.
Danny, wait!
I got this, Aaron, but maybe you could say one of those prayer things.
I will.
Sheriff Lark, it's Danny Weliever. Please don't shoot my head off.
Over here. Get down. Where'd you come from, son? I thought you were in here somewhere.
We heard gunshots. Were you attacked?
Yeah, he tackled me from behind. Didn't get a look before he took off. I was holding here waiting for him to show himself. I was just starting to think he had gotten to the three of you. Hey, where's your brother and sister?
Waiting outside. Please, Sheriff, we need to go now.
Why? Who's in here with us?
Depends on who you ask.
Well, I'm asking you, Weliever.
It's nothing and no one your gun is going to hurt. Please believe me. We should go. Like, now.
I think I believe you, son. Let's go. Get back to the main road. I'll meet you there.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Danny, please get us out of here.
Copy that.
Why are you stopping?
Lark told me to wait for him.
Here he comes.
Well, this seems familiar somehow.
Yeah.
Sheriff, how did you know where we were?
When I went off ahead of you earlier today, I passed by the old asylum before I found another place to park. I was waiting for other speeders, maybe to see if you would keep your promise to slow it down, son.
But then you didn't see us again.
That's right. I sat there for quite a while and you never came by. I figured you had broken down, so I backtracked to check on you. But you weren't on the main road anywhere, and there's no turnoffs except for that old trail to the asylum.
And that's when you found us.
Well, I looked you up first. You know, we have computers in our cars, right? The search online for the True Weliever's took me to your website, and I found out a certain family band is actually a group of amateur ghost hunters.
Honestly, Sheriff, after tonight, we may just take up music instead.
Well, I don't know what you stirred up in the old asylum, but I'll be putting a fresh chain on that gate tomorrow. Oh, and this is for lying to me.
Seriously? You're ticketing me?
That's completely fair. Thank you, Sheriff, and sorry about all of this.
Have a safe drive home, Weliever's, and don't ever come back here again.
You don't have to worry about that, Sheriff.
Can we leave now? Forever?
Hey, are we really going to start a band?
No, Kurt. Of course not.
None of us sing or play instruments.
Yeah, I guess. I just really want to be all like,
we are the True Relivers! Good night!
This has been The Relivers by J.P. Leck. The voice of Danny was provided by Matthew Vahemity. The voice of Kurt was provided by Samuel Dumas. The voice of Aaron was provided by Jamie Adair. And Sheriff Lark was voiced by Timothy Renshaw. The singing voice of Ruby James was performed by Lisha Taylor. All rights reserved. For other audio plays, short films, short stories, comic books, and novels by J.P. Leck, visit EndlessElsewhere.com.